Northwestern Medicine, relentless in their pursuit of better health care. Learn more at nm.org/better.
Good morning to you. Wendy Snyder here, and This Week in Health is sponsored by Northwestern Medicine. Let's say hello to Dr. Santina Wheat, Program Director, McGaw, Northwestern Family Medicine Residency at Del Nor Hospital. Good morning, Dr. Wheat. How's it going with you today?
Good morning. I'm doing well. How are you today?
I am great. This is a perfect day weather-wise. Tomorrow's going to be like that, too.
Yes, it's not quite so hot. I'm really looking forward to these days.
I know. I don't have to worry about rehydrating or anything like that. So enjoy the weather while you can. And listen, I am not going to sit here and tell people I'm not Miss Vaccine, okay? However, I find it odd that some of these diseases that were pretty much gone are now coming back. And I heard the news about a possible measles exposure at Union Station. It was someone traveling. And this is not good, Dr. Wheat, is it?
This is not good. And this is why we really do want to make sure that people are as vaccinated as they can be. In a place like Union Station, in a place like the airport, there's so many people that walk through and can be exposed that it really can be possible for so many people to be impacted. And unfortunately get these diseases that can have really serious consequences.
And here is my thought, and please correct me if I'm wrong. I'm pretty sure I had the measles. Should I still get a vaccine?
You know, you don't necessarily need a vaccine if you've had the measles. That means that you have immunity to it. You have natural immunity to it. You can always ask your physician to check your titers if you want to verify, though those tests are not perfect. But I do think that it is reasonable for people that are unsure if they've ever had the vaccine and pretty sure that they never had the disease to absolutely go get vaccinated to make sure they're protected, as we are starting to see it in the Chicagoland area.
Okay, so here's my other question. I am not at high risk to die from the measles, but if I get the measles, someone can catch it from me. So if I get the vaccine or have natural immunity, then I can't pass it along. Isn't that kind of the beauty of a vaccine, where you're not only protecting yourself, but you're protecting others?
You've got it. And it's really important to think about people who either cannot be vaccinated, either because they're too young or they actually have a contraindication, like they're allergic to a piece of it or the vaccine doesn't work for them. Some people's immune systems don't respond quite as well. And some people who can't get those vaccines are the ones that really are at highest risk. So when we are able to be vaccinated and either avoid getting the disease altogether or get a much milder form of the disease, we are much less likely to share it with those people who are potentially going to have the worst impact from the disease. And that's true not just of the measles, that's true of many of the vaccine-preventable illnesses out there.
Okay, now I have another question about vaccines. There were more cases of measles reported in Kane County, and I believe one of the people who contracted it had been vaccinated. So I know it's not 100%, but I bet this person's going to have no problems with the measles, and they're almost definitely not going to die from it because the vaccine still helps, doesn't it?
That is absolutely right. So when I think of a vaccine, I think of a couple of things that can happen. Ideally, it helps you not get the disease at all. But usually for these diseases, you might still get a mild illness. But it really does help you get the worst versions of it so that you're not winding up in the hospital or unfortunately dying, as some people do when they get something like the measles. And if everybody around you is vaccinated, then that really puts more walls up against. So again, those people that we're the most worried about are less likely to get it. But absolutely, even if you get the disease, if you've been vaccinated, it is much more likely to be a mild form of the illness. And if somebody around you has the vaccine and you haven't had it yet, it's not too late. Go get the vaccine now and it can still protect you.
All right. And I know that there's a lot of hatred involved in vaccines. Like, I'm sure there are some listeners out there saying, Wendy, just shut up. I'm not going to get a vaccine. That's your business. But a lot of this started with Jenny McCarthy, and I'm going to give her some credit because she was told by a doctor that the MMR, measles, mumps, and rubella vaccine caused autism. Her son is autistic. Then as things move forward, it turns out the medical professional that gave that information to Jenny McCarthy was not accurate. And
that's right.
So there is no connection to that. Is that when people stopped getting vaccinated, or was it during COVID when people just didn't want to be told what to do? Because I can't figure this out.
I think we've seen a variety of reasons why people have chosen to not be vaccinated. The situation with Jenny McCarthy is absolutely one that I remember from when I was younger. And that was the first time I really remember hearing people that did not want the vaccines. I also think that, as you mentioned, people did not want vaccines during COVID. There was a lot of fear at how quickly the vaccines were being made and if they really could be tested. And there's a lot of things that I understand about the concerns that people have. And some of those things are valid, and it's worth having a conversation with your doctor about it to make sure that we can allay your fears, because it's not a simple choice. The last thing that I will say is vaccines have done a really good job. And so we have seen a lot of these diseases no longer impact us so much. So we haven't seen in the recent past people have debilitating consequences from things like polio or other things. And so we haven't seen the bad that comes from these illnesses recently. And so when you're worried about the pain and bothersome of a vaccine and you don't see the bad that can happen from the disease, I understand why it's hard to want to get it. But we're absolutely here to have these conversations. We want to make sure you feel comfortable with your choices, and that's what your doctors are here for.
And yeah, ask them questions. I remember when my kids were little, I never had a kid before. I didn't know, do they really need the MMR? Do they need their boys? Do they need the HPV vaccine? And all I did was ask my pediatrician, what do you do with your kids? And she said, I vaccinate my kids. And I trusted her, and so I vaccinated my kids.
Yeah, that's right. That's what I tell my patients. I tell them about my children's vaccines. There's even some rule that if you're going to a place where there is an outbreak, that you can consider getting early vaccines. We've been talking about that more lately, even as families are traveling within the United States. That is something that I did with my own family. And so I tell my patients, I'm treating you like I treat my family.
And that's what we trust in doctors. And if you don't trust your doctor, people find another doctor. That's all I have to say. Again, I'm done with the vaccines. You guys do whatever you feel is right for you and your family, but do think of others at some point. Dr. Wheat, we're going to take a quick break and then we will return. There is a new treatment that could reverse Alzheimer's disease. Let's talk about that next on 720 WGN. Wendy Snyder here on a Sunday morning. Dr. Santina Wheat, Program Director McGaw, Northwestern Family Medicine Residency at Del Nor Hospital, is with us. Dr. Wheat, Tom has called us at 312-981-7200. Tom, you have a question about vaccines?
Yeah, I sure do. Thanks, Wendy. I love you, by
the
way.
Thank you. I love you right back.
Okay. Okay, so I have a partner, and he's got a brand new spleen. He basically was given 0% chance of living. All right, he's a miracle man. And anyway, so we were at the doctor's, University of Chicago Hospital, best in the world, if I got to say.
All right, well.
And anyway, they told him, get all your vaccines, but skip the COVID.
Because he had an organ transplant.
What do you think about that, doctor? Is that a good
recommendation
for him?
What do you think, doctor?
Thanks for the question. I think it's a wonderful question, and I unfortunately don't have a great answer for you. Every person's situation is a little bit different. I am still recommending the COVID vaccine. I would still worry that your partner having an organ transplant is taking medications that makes their immune system more sensitive to things.
And it's a wellspring of medications.
Exactly.
I can't even begin.
I'm sure. And so I would want to do everything I could to protect the against any things that are coming through. The one thing that I will say is that more people do have more natural immunity than we used to COVID now that many of us have had it at this point. And some people do have more responses to that vaccine. So your partner's physician might have a reason for that. But in general, the recommendation still is to still get the COVID vaccine, especially if you have any conditions that would make you immunocompromised. And so just on the brief listen, that would sound like your partner too. So I would just ask more questions to see why it is that their doctor does not want them to get it.
Yeah, and Tom, good luck to your partner, the Miracle Man. And I would ask, I would get a second opinion on that, really, or just find out why. Thank you for calling, Tom. I appreciate that. And someone said, texted us 708, I think it's important to clarify that getting the vaccine does not form a protective barrier around a person and will not prevent them from getting the disease. You still get it, but your body acts a lot faster to handle it, and it's more mild. And that's true, correct?
Absolutely. What the vaccine does is it helps your body create a memory of the disease and creates antibodies against it so that when it's presented with the disease, it is able to fight it much more quickly. Most with some of these diseases, often in such a way that you never actually experience the symptoms of it, which is what we're hoping for.
Yeah. 262. Also, it should be discussed that when women are pregnant and they get the measles or the mom has it, it's been attributed to birth defects. I mean, these aren't little diseases. Is that true?
That is absolutely true. Actually, when you get the MMR vaccine, there's several vaccines. There's three that are in that one. And most of those diseases, if a pregnant woman has never been exposed to them and gets them while she is pregnant, can have horrible implications to the baby that will be lifelong. And so absolutely, it's one of the things we worry about if a baby gets the disease and are exposed to someone who's pregnant, the consequences can be huge.
Okay, and I have to take this call because, Kelly, let's just see what's going on. We only have about a minute, so get to your question.
Yeah, I'll be really quick. My husband has Crohn's. He is on a biologic, Stelara, and he has been told not to get any live vaccines at all across the board. And I just wanted to know what the doctor's thoughts were on that because he's certainly immunocompromised, so it worries us.
Yeah, that's a great question. Dr. Wheat?
That is a wonderful question. Actually, that is real. We generally don't want anyone who is pregnant or on those medications to get a live vaccine. And so it's really important for everybody around them to be vaccinated, as we were talking about earlier. And that is, the measles is a live vaccine. That is one of those examples. And so that is absolutely correct. And we just want everybody around to be vaccinated to help protect your husband as well.
Kelly, good luck to your husband.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You as well. Thank you for calling. And 630, I just recovered from COVID. I haven't gotten a COVID vaccine in over a year. When should I get it since I just had COVID?
That's a great question. I usually think of about 2 months after you've had the disease that you're still protected from that recent illness. And so waiting about 2 months would be reasonable to get the next version of the vaccine.
All right. And there has been, we don't have a lot of time here, but I saw this in the news and maybe you can just give us a little glimpse into this. There's a new study that shows that Alzheimer's disease can be reversed with or prevented or slowed down in, I guess it's been animal research. What are your thoughts on this?
I think this is really exciting. So Alzheimer's is a obviously a very common form of dementia, and it happens with plaque buildup in the brain. And the goal behind this surgery, this treatment that's there, is that it allows for some of those plaques to be pulled away, basically. And so if this works, then this is a great thing that we'll have for individuals and families to slow down the symptoms of and maybe even prevent the progression of Alzheimer's, which is a disease that really devastates families and would really love to have a better treatment for.
I just love this news. It's got to excite you even more being a doctor, because it's great.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, thank you for joining us. You know, it always happens. We start talking about one subject and then everybody has questions, but that's why we're here. And thank you for keeping us healthy, Dr. Wheat. We appreciate you.
Thanks for having me. It's my pleasure to join.
Absolutely. Dr. Santina Weech, she's the program director, McGaw Northwestern Family Medicine Residency at Del Nor Hospital in Geneva.